Yeah. Amen. Amen. Shall we start with opening prayer? Oh. All right. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity once again to be in your presence. Lord, your children have come to hear from you. May your spirit take absolute control. May the words that I speak today not be mine, but be yours. May you prepare the hearts of your people, O Lord, to receive your word, that it shall settle in our hearts, Lord. And Father, it will grow and bear the fruit that you have designed for it to bear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's get right into the word. All right, shall we turn, please turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Verses 10 to 13. Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 13. Amen? Amen? All right. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at your last care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. I'm sorry, just a minute. And I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. To abound everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. The title of this evening's message is Winning the Battle with Christ. Hallelujah. Today being Wednesday, it is the battle is already won. And in this scripture, Paul makes a very important statement, which he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. You know, many years ago when I was in high school, I went to a boarding school. And of course, when you're in a boarding school, you are mandated to partake in certain activities in the school. Until I went to boarding school at that time, I had seen people play basketball, but I've never, you know, I wasn't really into those kind of things. You know, I wasn't really into basketball at that time. And for some reason, I believed I could play basketball. So when I think there was an opportunity somewhere along the line, and I told some people in the sports team or, you know, in that group, that they asked me, can you play basketball? I said, yes, I could. And then there was one time the school had a competition and the key players were injured. And they were like, we need somebody on the team. We need somebody on the team. And I was standing there after my classes, and then they turned and saw me in the back and was like, you can play, right? I said, yes, sir. Suit up. And I just, you know, went, you know, to the back to change and all that. And as I was coming back, I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believed in the power of prayer, so I knew that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lo and behold, I was called, I stepped on the court, and then somebody passed the ball to me. It was a complete disaster. I couldn't even jump. I didn't even know how to bounce the ball and all that. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to stories like this, where you believe you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and then sometimes it doesn't turn out like how it's supposed to be, yes, or the expectation might be a bit, yes, you know, different. Are we together?
Yes.
That was my story. Paul in this chapter is saying that, in chapter 12, he's saying that, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is quite profound. He has given the basis for which he is saying he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. And of course, if you read the story, you realize that Paul had come from, I think he was referring to the church in Philippians, where there were times that they were providing for his needs, and there was, and I think after a certain time, they were not able to provide, you know, and he was just encouraging the church that whether they were providing or not, he was able to do all things. Hallelujah. I think one of the two things I want to mention from this scripture, one, that he had learned to be abased. To abase. These are situations in life. You know, life can be hard. Whether you like it, or somebody will say yes, there's no even not. Whether you like it or yes, life can be hard. Yeah. And at every time in our life, or at every time in our walk with God, you are in a point of what? Abasement, going through some hard things, yeah. Or you are abounding. Everything is rosy and cool. Paul said, I have learned to what? Be abased, and I've learned, and I know how to abound. He was a man filled with the Holy Spirit. The grace of God was upon his life.
Yes.
He had all the apostolic anointing and everything, yet still, he had to learn to what? Abase, and he had to what? Learn how to what? Abound. So that he could say what? I can do all things. Hallelujah. You know, when we go through abasement situations, these are very hard times. Hard times that shake our faith.
Yeah.
When you hear maybe some bad news from, you know, you lose, let's say, a loved one, a close relative. Those are hard times. You lose your job. You have some bad news, or, you know, some unexpected disease hits you. These are very hard times. These are times that we can call, you know, according to this passage, times of abasement, if I should say that. Tough decisions, you need to make tough decisions, and there's no money, or you don't have the resources to do the things you want to do.
Yes.
He had learned to do what? Abase and abound. I can do what? All things. Hallelujah. And in times like this, sometimes, you know, as children of God, we may lose hope. Our faith might be shaken. You may be discouraged. You may be anxious. You may be depressed. These are things that the enemy will use to what? Get to us in seasons like this of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Paul, in this example, is saying that what? He could do all these things. He could go through all these difficult times through Christ who strengthens him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may even question God in times like this. God, if you really love me, like you say you do, if you really think about me, why am I going through all these things? I have prayed. I have fasted. And yet still, I'm abasing. Hallelujah. Things like this can actually shake your faith. Then he also gives the other side. I have also learned to abound. I know how to abound. When there is plenty everywhere. How does that affect you as a child of God? When God answers all your prayers, what would you do? Would you still love the Lord? How many of you have a prayer need? For anything, you're praying for anything.
Yes.
If God answers all those things, 100%, there's no, your checklist is all done and gone. Would you still love the Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you're saying you still love the Lord. You see, sometimes when everything is right, our love for God grows cold. We begin to get confident in ourselves. Pride creeps in. When you have all the money that you ever need that will last for your life and your children and your children's children to probably the 15th or 20th generation, even if they don't work again. That kind of money.
Yeah.
When you have support systems, you don't need to pray for the next breakthrough. You don't need to pray for anything. Guess what? Pride comes in.
Amen.
In the times of Job, the enemy went to God and said that, let me take all that he has and see if he will still worship you. But what if the enemy went to God today and says, let me bless him or her with everything that he or she needs, and let's see if you really serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said what? I had learned in times of sufficiency to what? Do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Hallelujah. One other thing I want to touch on from this context is that if you go scroll up, he said what? He had learned to be full, and he had also learned to be hungry. That is self-control. Self-control. You may have the anointing, you may have the power, you may be a child of God, but when it comes to doing certain things as a child of God, you still need to exercise that discipline of what?
Yes.
Self-control.
Yes.
You need to exercise that discernment or the strength, that discipline of how to restrain yourself when it comes to certain things. Self-control. The parable of the rich fool. He had everything. He said, I'll eat and be merry. And then the next moment, God took his life. He had everything. Hallelujah. Okay, so now he said, now we understand both sides of the situation. One minute he's saying, he has learned how to abase. One minute you're saying he has learned how to abound, all right? And because of that, he can do all things, all right? What are the things he was referring to? All things. I thought that from the story I shared earlier on, I thought I could play basketball, even though I had never touched the ball at that time. Because all things means what? To me at that time, all things, all right? But, excuse me. Sorry. But I want us to look at a few things Paul meant when he said all things. Have you ever thought about that? If an armed robber or a burglar decides to go and rob a shop, and they would, I think, you know, sometimes they may even say a prayer that the operation that they're going to do will be successful. They can do all things through Christ. That would be their prayer. But what was Paul referring to when he said all things? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Can I have that? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. All things, all things being what? All the things God wants you to be or become. If God has said that you are a new creation, you are a new creation. You are able to stop the old way of living. You are able to fulfill the purposes of God because God has said it. Old things have passed away. Yes, can I stop this lifestyle? Yes, can I stop, break away from this addiction? Yes, can I break away from this procrastination? Yes, yes, you can. That is what Paul was referring to. Old things have passed away. And this is some of the things that Paul was actually sharing with the Church of Corinthians. Behold, all things have become new. Does that mean I'm a new person? Yes, you are a new person in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All things. You're a new creation, which means you have the ability to live devoid of your old habits and sinful ways. Hallelujah. You have the ability also to walk in authority. Behold, I have given you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10:19, and nothing shall by any means harm you. If God has said that he's given you that authority and you are to walk in that authority, guess what? believe it. You are able to do what? All things. All things. Hallelujah. If the Bible, the word of God says you are an overcomer, yes, you are an overcomer. It doesn't matter the situation. Yes, indeed, you are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. If the word of God says, Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. The salt and the light of the earth. Can I have Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 14? Salt and light of the earth. Meaning meaning influence and impact. Hallelujah. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. You really are the light of the world. All things. Hallelujah. If you are supposed to be fruitful in the things of God, yes, you are. You can do all things God wants you to be, all things God wants you to do, all things God has destined for you, everything God has destined for you through Christ Jesus, you are able. It is not for a few. It is not for a few. You are able to do what? All things. Hallelujah. The second thing I want to touch on briefly is all things, being all things God wants you to achieve or do. May I have 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 25? Do you not know that those who run the race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body to bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself become disqualified. Hallelujah. In this example, where Paul also mentions all things, he's talking about what? Being temperate in all things. If you want to do the things God has destined for you to do, I'll give you an example. Maybe you want to have a consistent prayer life. You need to what? Be temperate. Discipline yourself. Wake up even when your body is crying, sleep. You need to be temperate. Amen. That is what Paul is talking about. He had learned how to abase, and he had learned how to what? Abound. The Holy Spirit was with him. He had the power of God and all that. But he still had to do it so he could do what? All things. Hallelujah. And all these things require what? Discipline and self-control. Study the word of God. Sometimes it's very difficult to pick up your Bible and study it. As soon as you pick it up, sleep hits you for no reason. Where is that coming from? From the enemy. Hallelujah. You have to what? Be temperate. Discipline yourself. Study the word of God so you can do what? All things. All right? And sometimes even for personal achievement, you may start something, but you may not finish it. Whether it is education, whether it is a business, you have to what? Be temperate. Like an athlete, a sportsman. Wake up when you don't feel like it. Still run, still go to the gym, still do all these activities so you can what? Learn to what? Abase and what? Abound. So you can do what? All things. All right? You can indeed win the battle through Christ who strengthens you. The last thing I want to share on that one is all things, being all things to overcome the flesh and its desires. Hallelujah. May I have 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Key word, key phrase. Food for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Powerful words. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his power. Hallelujah. Food is for the belly, and God is going to destroy it and both in them. All these things about is about desires. He had learned to take absolute control over his flesh. Desires, so he could fulfill the purposes of God in his life. Once you are human, if you don't discipline your body and you live by your flesh, it's going to lead you in so many ways you don't want to go. This is what Paul had learned. On healthy cravings and addictions. All these things are from where? The flesh. Food. Some people see food and then they begin to shake. I was once like that, once upon a time. When I got my first job, I got my first paycheck and I ate like there was no tomorrow. You know, you have to be disciplined. It's not all about food. Man shall not live by bread alone. Hallelujah. All things that are helpful for your edification as a person. The people who win are those who are temperate in all things. Those who are willing to pay the price to do all things that is required. What do you want? Where do you want to be? Has God said something concerning you that you need to take a step for? Are you just sitting down believing and hoping? Yes, you may receive the word, the promise, the power. But what? You need to what? Learn certain things, be disciplined, and take the necessary action. So you can do what? All things. Hallelujah. Now, how did Paul learn to do all these things? Have you wondered? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1. It was a very simple answer. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. He learned these things by imitating Christ. That was his encouragement to the church at that time. The things you have seen me do, the things that you have watched me perform, all these things, the discipline, the way I have carried myself, all these things, I learned it from what? Christ. Therefore, imitate me. If you make Christ the center of everything, not just, you know, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, but take time to learn his values, that the way he approached certain things. When there was no supply, what did he do? When they were limited in certain ways, what did he do? Even when he had blessed the people and there were excesses of bread and the fish that he had collected after feeding those people with 5,000, the 5,000 people and all that, he gathered. In the time of abundance, he still gathered. The character of Christ at the center of it all. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He endured. God, in the form of man, being Jesus Christ, still had to learn how to do certain things. He learned how to what? Abase. Difficult times. He didn't give up until, you know, after the first whip on his back, like, no, Lord or Father, this pain is too much. I give up. I want to come back to heaven. You know, he still took all 39 lashes. When they pierced his hand the first time, he didn't say, ah, enough is enough. I have tried. You know, I want to come back to heaven. He endured. Paul had learned this. Paul, from the lifestyle of Jesus, Paul had imitated Jesus in all these things. Therefore, he was able to do what? All things through Christ who strengthened him. Hallelujah. You see, if you look at the statement, I can do all things, until you read the second part, it sounds like a very arrogant statement. You know, I can do all things. What is it that you have that makes you think you can do all things? What makes you so special that you think you can do all things? It is Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus makes everything different. It is Christ Jesus who strengthens, which means the source of his strength, it is not dependent on him. The source of his strength was Christ-based. He had humbled himself enough to learn and yield to what? Christ Jesus. So he could do all things. We need to humble ourselves consistently before God and learn to depend on Jesus Christ, the life he lived, the example he provided for us, the power of the Holy Spirit to take our place as saints of God. You may have the power, you may have all the blessings, but if you don't learn some of these things, what you may be able to do might be very what? Limited. The battle has already been won, but you may not be able to what? Take that battle. Like those three lepers who saved Israel from the army of the Syrians. They had to decide that we are going to take this step. They had to take that step of courage. Hallelujah. The battle had already been won. We know indeed that Jesus has paid the price for us. That battle has already been won. But guess what? We have to also have to learn how to abase and abound. Because when life gets rocky, the devil can use so many things to steal our joy. Hallelujah. It is through depending on him that we become what? Victorious. It is through his strength and the power of the Holy Spirit that what? We win. Paul acknowledges that his ability to do all things is really through Christ Jesus. He learns to be humble and recognize that everything good he did in the flesh was because of the grace of God. It is through the strength that we have in Jesus Christ that we have eternal value, and we can boldly say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Everything you do, if you don't have Christ in it, if you don't let God lead you, it has no eternal value. You begin to walk in the flesh. You begin to walk back into the things of the law. Christ has already paid for all these things. It is your dependence on him that sets you apart. Amen. The walk of faith is not a one-time thing. It is a dependency thing at all times. You know, that's why Jesus said that until you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. You depend. The mindset of dependence, the mindset of humbling things. Paul was still a believer. He had learned so many things. He was a scholar in everything. But over the period of time, he realized that all the things that he thought he could do, even as a child of God, even as a powerful man of God, he could not do without the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, without the power of the Holy Spirit. And when he learned these things, it didn't matter whether he was getting supplies from the Philippians or not. Because what? He had learned what? Abase and abound. So he could say what? I can do all things. Hallelujah. Can you say you can do all things? Amen. All right. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the strength that, Lord, we receive through him. That, Lord, as your word has come forth, O Lord, may you strengthen us, O Lord. Teach us, O Lord, how to abase. Teach us how to abound. That, Lord, we will do the things that you want us to do. We will do and achieve the things that you have destined for us. And, Father, we will live, O Lord, outside our flesh and achieve all that you want us to do in the spirit. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Egbert, for another wonderful word. Now let us praise the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Let us bless the Lord for this offering. Father God, we bless you for this offering. For Lord, it is through you that we have skills and ability to go out and have jobs and earn money, take care of our family, but also, Lord, to help take care of this ministry, which reaches so many people through the gifts that your people have given. So Lord, we bless all those who have given in this basket tonight and all those who give online, because it is the will that your word go out to everyone, and this offering helps to make that happen. We love you and bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.